Rihanna, Diddy Failed to Push Andrew Gillum to Victory. By Joshua Kaplan on November 6, 2018. Despite overwhelming celebrity support from the likes of pop star Rihanna and rap mogul Sean Diddy Combs, Democratic Florida gubernatorial candidate Andrew Gillum was defeated by Republican rival Ron DeSantis Tuesday evening. Following an upset victory over Democrat primary opponent and presumed frontrunner Gwen Graham, Gillum quickly solidified support from some of music and film's biggest stars. Far-left film producer and President Trump critic Michael Moore hailed Gillum's victory as historic, tweeting, "The progressive insurgent has won again. Andrew Gillum is the Democratic nominee for governor of Florida. Thank you, Parkland students, for cross-crossing the state to help make this happen." The traditional Democrats on the ballot spent $112 million. Gillum spent $8 million. Actress-turned-left-wing activist Alyssa Milano congratulated Gillum following his upset win, referring to him as the right choice for this time in history. Actor John Leguizamo tweeted of Gillum's surprise win, "What a triumph. Congrats. We will be with you till you cross the finish line." Legendary television producer Norman Lear was among the scandal-ridden Tallahassee mayor's first and most high-profile endorsements. "Andrew Gillum is dude I know that I'm crazy about. I've worked with him for years and years in People for the American Way," said creator behind television classics like All in the Family. "He's about 35 now, and he's the mayor of Tallahassee. He's a tall, great-looking black guy, and a great friend. I couldn't admire him more. Governorship of Florida is his goal, and I think he can go further than that." Producer Will Packer announced his support for Gillum in a Facebook video, describing him as the most progressive and forward-thinking candidate, by far. In August, Will and Grace star Deborah Messing took to Twitter promote a Get Out the Vote video supporting the progressive lawmaker. As November 6 fast approached, Diddy and pop megastar Rihanna announced their support for Gillum in a pair of social media posts. Diddy released a video endorsement for the Democrat, saying that he was so proud to endorse Andrew Gillum, who will become the first black governor of Florida. Combs affirmed he is not only backing the far-left candidate because he is African-American but because he's the best man for the job. "He's running a campaign for the people," the entertainer added. "I've spoken to him at length. I believe in him, his focus, his ideas, what he stands for." The Bad Boy Records founder also headlined a last-minute rally in Tallahassee, Florida, for Gillum. Even singer-songwriter Jimmy Buffet got in on the action. The rocker and environmental activist played a free concert in support of Gillum and incumbent Senator Bill Nelson, DFL. The Associated Press reported Buffett had changed the lyrics of "Come Monday" to reference the November 6 midterm election, crooning, "Come Tuesday, things will change. Come Tuesday, we're making a change. It's been two insane years and it's time to really switch gears." Buffett also jabbed Nelson's opponent, Florida's Republican Governor Rick Scott, while performing his most popular track Margaritaville, singing, "Some people say there's a red tide to blame, but I know that it's all Rick Scott's fault."